White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki hails from Fairfield County, Connecticut. Ali Warshavsky reports on her roots in the Nutmeg State and why one political expert says she's the right choice for the Biden administration.
Suzanne Graceffa says as a teenager, Jen Psaki never showed an interest in a career in politics.
We just sort of ran in the same circles, I would say. I played soccer, she swam. But we sort of had that same group of friends.
Graceffa was her classmate at Greenwich High School. Both graduated in 1996. She says when it comes to careers, it looks like Psaki found the right fit.
She just seems very honest and very relatable, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Psaki graduated from William & Mary College. She has previously served in the Obama administration as spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State. She was also the White House Communications Director from 2015 to 2017. Gary Rose is a political expert and chairman of the Department of Government and Politics at Sacred Heart University. Rose says her experience and confidence stand out.
It's more than apparent that she knows President Biden's position on issues and she knows how to relay them.
So what would you say is more important to the president at this point on this first legislative test? Is it going big or going bipartisan? It seems like you can't have both.
Well, I think the president believes we can, and there is historic evidence that it is possible to take a number of paths, including through reconciliation, if that's the path that is pursued, and for the vote to be bipartisan.
Rose says she's off to a strong start and seems to know many reporters by name. This is in contrast to some press secretaries who have to grow into their roles.
I would say that under the Trump administration, there seemed to be more of an evolution of the various secretaries, whereas with Jen Psaki, there's no evolution. It's as if she's already done the job.
One thing Rose says she could improve on is her body language when responding to conservative stations' reporters. Politico reports that GOP Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama called this week on Psaki to apologize after a quip about former President Trump's Space Force. In response, Psaki tweeted an invitation to members of the Space Force team to, quote, come visit us in the briefing room anytime and share an update on their important work, unquote. Meanwhile, only a few weeks into her new role, Jen Psaki has already had to answer questions about what's next.
I can confirm for you I'm not running for governor of Connecticut in the future, so I'm here to confirm that for you as well.
In a tweet, Governor Ned Lamont said, too bad, because he would have voted for her. Ali Warshavsky, Connecticut Public Radio.